Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for this online service. And so when we normally meet in person together on a Sunday morning, one of the first things that we do is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what really happens is it becomes a love fest where people get to share their appreciation for seeing each other and being in the company of each other and actually sharing our support and our love and our open-heartedness with each other. And it's such a fabulous thing that we do. And so since we aren't together in person, what I invite you to do is to close your eyes for a moment and to hold in your mind's eye some of those people that sit near you. And as you imagine some of those people, to send them some of your love, that same love that you send them on a Sunday morning. And if you don't attend our services, I invite you just to hold in your mind's eye someone that you love and care about, and to send them some of your love, to see them wrapped in that energy of your love and your care and your blessing. Because that's actually what we're doing, is we are blessing those people because we are still connected energetically. And to know also that as you are doing that for someone, there is someone who's watching this who is sending you that same love, that same care, and that same blessing. And so as we begin our service today, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Ray Bunch, forward. He's going to come forward and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, into that space within you where there is silence and stillness, your heart space, and to allow yourself just to be for a moment.
So today I'd like to start out a little different than normal. Since we've listened to the bell and we've somewhat centered ourselves, I ask you to open your eyes if you happen to have them closed, and just look around you and see what you see. And pay attention to what means something to you. What do you like? What would you change? Can you accept it all as perfect? Can you see the perfection in everything that's there? So I just ask you to close your eyes one time now. Move on back inside of your own beingness, into your own soul, into the center of your beingness, which is where the most powerful revelation of God resides within me anyway. For I have a personal relationship here that builds ebbs and tides, moves around and changes even. And sometimes what I know to be God is other times different. But right now I'm just declaring that this energy, this force, this beingness, this loving source, this ever-living, ever-present goodness is always with me. It's always around me and always flowing through me. I feel it in my life. I know it as my life. And I feel blessed by it. So right now I just say, I just declare this time a sacred time. That what we're doing right now is a great reminder that the Spirit is with us always. Sometimes forgetting that in a three-dimensional world, but it's never true. It is always with us. So I bless this time together. I bless all philosophies, all ways of understanding this energy I'm talking about. I bless every religion, every philosophy, and every person, and every energy source, every animal, trees, and critters that are on planet Earth with us right now. And I simply say, thank you, God. And so it is. So today I want to read you something, but I don't want to just read it to you. I want to tell you a story about it before I get to it. For I had a really great teacher in my life that taught me that paying attention to stories and lyrics of songs and poetry, you can find your own soul. And you can find that support that I'm talking about when you have things in your life that seem to just pop into your mind at different times, and you don't even know. Sometimes when that happens, I'll say, where did that come from? I can't imagine why I thought of that. So that's what this particular song lyrics is for me. And it was popular in 1959. And I can tell you that I met my wife and married her in 1960. Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate our 60th wedding anniversary in September. And this song has been in and out of my head so many times through that 60 years that it's hard for me not to get emotional about it. This teacher I'm talking about also taught me that as we get older, we either dry up or we get more emotional. And I'm choosing the more emotional stuff. So the song title is High Hopes. So the next time you found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around. Just what makes that little old ant think he can move a rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. I'm talking high in the sky, apple pie hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoops. There goes another rubber tree plant. When trouble calls and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that the wall could fall. Once there was a silly old goat, which I love to call myself, thought he'd punch a hole in the dam. No one could make that ram scram. He just kept butting that dam. 'Cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. High in the sky, apple pie hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion watt dam. All the problems just as toy balloons, they'll burst soon. They're just bound to go. Whoops, there goes another problem. Kerplop. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. And so I'd like to share with you our mission statement right now. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the talks and through the readings to remember that, yes, indeed, that infinite presence is always right where we are and is always within us. Because it's as we recognize that that presence in its infinite nature is where we are, and that infinite nature and infinite potential and boundless good and the love and peace of God, the good that God is, are already within us, that then we actually have access to those qualities and those characteristics. Because as long as we think all of that is outside of ourselves, then we're victim to the world. But if we recognize that we have those qualities and characteristics within us, then what happens is when we're out in the world and situations and relationships and people aren't reflecting, say, peace or love to us, we can remember, oh yes, I don't need it from out there, I have it in here. And therefore, I can bring peace or love forward. And as I do that, as you do that, we change the conversation. We change the interaction. And as we do that, we change everything, because everything is connected to everything else. And we are part of this collective whole of humanity, this energetic field. And when we come to the world differently, everything is affected by that. And so I say thank you very much for saying yes to the call of your own soul to be walking this spiritual path, to be being a beneficial presence in the world, and to changing this world into a better place. Thank you for that. But do you ever feel like things in your life are out of control? Do you ever feel like things in the world are out of control? Do you ever feel like a victim to the world? Just what I was talking about, that mission statement, like the situations and circumstances and things that are happening out there, the things of the world, create your experience. Do you ever feel helpless or hopeless? Hopeless that you will be able to actually resolve the problems that are going on in your own life. Ray did that reading about high hopes. And it's interesting because in metaphysics, we don't really talk about hope, as in, I hope things will get better, or I hope that I will win the lottery. Instead, what we talk about a lot is choice and the power of choice and the power of choosing our thoughts and choosing thoughts that actually take us in the direction that we want to go to achieve the things we want to achieve, to do the things that we want to do. We talk about dismantling or deflating the thoughts and the beliefs and the attitudes we have that keep us stuck, that do not allow us to move in the direction of our dreams or the things that we want to do. Dismantling those thoughts or deflating those thoughts that keep us feeling like a victim to life and keep us in victimhood. And then about building new beliefs that empower us and bring greater good into our lives. Excuse me. So in that context of I hope I win the lottery or I hope things get better, what we're really talking about is wishing. I wish things would get better. I wish I would win the lottery. And when we're in a place of wishing, it actually keeps us in a place of powerlessness. It keeps us victim to those circumstances that are happening around us. But I looked up the word hope, and actually the original definition of hope says, hope is expectation of something desired, to have trust and confidence that something is or will be so. And so hope also is the opposite of hopelessness. And so that aunt had that trust and confidence that he could move that rubber tree plant. He knew that he could move that rubber tree plant. And so what we really want as we move through these crazy times in this world right now of COVID-19 and bipartisan politics and an election that's coming up and the awakening to the systemic racism that we've been living in this country forever and the resistance against looking at that and the demonstrations that are going on and all this swirling stuff, what we really want is to have trust. What we really want is to have confidence that things are working for good. What we really want is to have a positive outlook. And so when we are in times that feel unsure, it reminds me of a quote by Margaret Drabble, who is an English author. She said, "When nothing is sure, everything is possible." So I really think that we are at a moment in time right now in this world where we get to choose what we want to create next. And we get to choose out of that realm of infinite possibility that is this realm that we are living in of the unseen absolute substance of the universe. We get to choose out of that what we want to create next. But what happens is when we hold our problems, a problem we're having in our life, when we hold it as insurmountable, when we hold it as impossible to resolve or unchanging or out of our control, what happens is then we are giving up our own creative power and we are closing the avenue of our minds where the creative intelligence of the universe can reveal itself to us as the solution, as the answer, as the way, when we're stuck and holding that that problem can't change and it's insurmountable. That rubber tree plant, it's just too big, and it's just too deeply rooted. It's just too embedded. It's been there for too long. It's just too old. I'm never going to be able to move it. Does that sound familiar about the problems in your life? When we do that, we are closing ourselves off to the creativity of the universe. We are closing ourselves off from the infinite intelligence, the creative power that is always seeking to reveal itself as something greater and is seeking to reveal itself as that which is good in our lives. And so I've been reading a book this week, Raymond Charles Barker, Collected Wisdom of Raymond Charles Barker, and he says in here, "Within you is an unconquerable mind, which as you see your problem and deflate it, acts through your positive thinking, and the problem is met. It is met on time and in order. It is met without harm or hurt to anyone else." Here's the key. It is met because it is normal for life, with a capital L, life, to meet problems. When life finds a soul that will be positive enough to let it do it. It is met because it is normal for life to meet problems. When life finds a soul that will be positive enough to let it do it. So we must maintain an attitude of positivity, maintain an attitude of openness to solutions. We must maintain the attitude that, yes, indeed, there is a power within us that is able to meet any situation, that there is a power within us that is able to overcome anything, because we have that presence and that power within us. And it's the very nature of our lives, the nature of our spirits. That mind of God is the mind that we are thinking with and tapping into, that consciousness where all solutions already exist. We are called to maintain the attitude that God has the power and has the creative intelligence to make right whatever is not right in our lives, to make right whatever is not right in the world. And so the title of my talk today is Get Out of the Way. And I'm talking about getting our negative thinking out of the way, getting our fear and our doubt out of the way. I'm talking about the fact that life desires for each and every single one of us to succeed. Life desires for us to be fulfilled and satisfied. Life desires for us to experience health, and to experience abundance, and to experience love and joy. Life desires that because as life expresses more fully, as all of those things within our lives and within us, then the divine presence is more fully expressed. And that divine presence, I believe its only desire is to express. And it does that through us and through our thinking, our positive thinking, our openness. When we are positive and open like that, we create an avenue in our thinking for creative ideas and solutions to reveal themselves. When we are stuck in a problem, we have forgotten that the infinite nature of God fills our lives. We have forgotten that greater life is seeking to express through us. In God, there are no obstructions. In God, there is no impossibility. In God, there is no problem. In God, there is only solution. There is only perfection. In God, there is only wholeness and harmony and order. In God, there is only good without end. And so when I say that, in God, I'm not talking about a man God. I am talking about a power and a presence and a principle that is ever present, everywhere present. Everywhere present as intelligence and as order and as beauty, as right action, as perfection. And it creates things out of itself by becoming the thing itself. And it does that through you and through your thinking. Raymond Charles Barker also says in this book, within you is a power and intelligence, a spiritual know-how, which when recognized by you and employed through your right thinking and right feeling, causes problems to become nothing. It causes problems to become nothing. Because in God, there was never a problem to begin with. In God, there was only solution. And so I shared with you recently that, you know, salons are closed right now because of COVID-19. And the owner of the salon where I've been working for 10 years decided to close the salon this week. So I don't have any place to go back to work, and I've been fretting, let's say, about finding a new place to work, and I'm driving around and looking at places, but many of the salons have their windows papered over and you can't see in, and they're closed, and I can't go in and see what the energy is like of who's working there and what it's the environment's like anyway. I'm so glad I wrote this talk this week because I really got it. There is no problem in God. There is already the perfect salon with the perfect people and the perfect environment. I don't have to worry about it. And I don't have to control it. And I don't have to manipulate it. I just have to be open. And that means I might have to go do some looking around. But the answer is already there. I'm just looking for what feels right. And when I get there and I feel it, I'll know it. There is no problem in God. There is no problem in God, and God is the very fabric of your life. Because God is the very fabric of life itself. And there is nothing outside of God. There's nothing outside of that presence and that power and that principle of intelligence and love and good. It's kind of like this, though. If I don't know how much money I have in my wallet at any given moment in time, I could actually take my wallet out and open it up and then count the bills. And once I've counted the bills, then I know how much I have. And then I can choose, if I wish, to spend that money. But if I don't know how much money is in my wallet, I don't really have it to use. I don't really have it to spend. Once I know how much I have, then I really have it. Once we know that life is on our side and that life is for us and that it desires nothing more than to express in its fullness through us, then we have that to use. And that carries us, and that changes what happens in our lives because we're looking at the world differently, because we are expecting from the world differently, because we have hope, that new definition of hope, expectation that something is or is going to be. All the creativity, all the intelligence, all the clarity, all the good are desiring to be expressed in you and in your life and through you. It's already all around you as unformed substance yet. But it's there in potential, just waiting for your acceptance, just waiting for you to say yes. Just waiting for your invitation and just waiting for you to get your fear and your doubt and your worry out of the way. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. In 1984, Augusto and Michaela Adone took their 6-year-old son to a doctor because he was stumbling, becoming bad-tempered and not feeling well. After a few tests, the doctors diagnosed their son Lorenzo with a rare disease called adrenoleukodystrophy. There was no treatment for the disease. Doctors said little Lorenzo would continue losing his balance, go blind and deaf, until eventually dying of aspiration. He wasn't expected to live longer than 2 years after the diagnosis. Augusto and Michaela consulted several doctors and specialists about the disease, but everyone said the same thing. There is no known cure. It's hopeless. But Augusto was a fighter and refused to accept such a terrible situation without expending every ounce of energy that he had to overcome it. If no cure existed, he would just discover one on his own. Unfortunately, he faced some huge obstacles. One, Augusto only had a high school level understanding of science and medicine. Two, he had to learn everything about the disease from scratch. That includes things like how degraded enzymes cross membranes and how long-chain fatty acids accumulate. Three, after learning about it, he had to discover the cure. And four, He had to do it all in less than 2 years because that's what was given to Lorenzo. When they told the doctors and researchers about the plan, they heard the same thing. It's impossible. It can't be done. Turning impossibility into reality. By day, Augusta worked as an economist at the World Bank. At night, he scoured research papers and medical journals from the National Institute of Health. He worked dauntlessly and put all his effort into figuring the disease out. He finally got an insight from an unlikely source. That's how they come, from the unlikely source. He finally got an insight from an unlikely source. The oils he used to make spaghetti carbonara. He reasoned that the oils might soak up the deadly acids before it hurt Lorenzo's nervous system. Medical researchers thought he was crazy. After all, it's absolutely unheard of for a complete amateur in medicine to develop a cure to a complex neurological disease that professionals had been studying for decades. But when they tested the oil on Lorenzo, it made a huge impact on his condition. While it didn't cure him completely, it did halt the progress long enough for Lorenzo to live another 20 years when he died from an accident, not from the disease. It took until 2005 for doctors to publish a study to finally prove the treatment actually works, which is known as Lorenzo's Oil, which is also the name of the movie about their accomplishment. In that time, Augusto and Michaela have given it to hundreds of other people and saved lives all over the world. It comes from tenacity and believing and openness, and openness to creative ideas that aren't the same thoughts you've had before, coming from unexpected places. Positivity doesn't just change the contents of our minds, but it actually widens the possibilities. It widens the span of the possibilities that we are able to see. And so my invitation to you this week is to deflate your problems. Just let the air out of them. And recognize that there is a power and a presence and a spirit and a know-how that already lives within you. That the intelligence of the universe is already within you. That it is guiding you right now to the perfect solution. Do affirmative prayer to remind yourself that you aren't stuck. To remind yourself that you live in this realm of infinite possibility and absolute potential. To remind yourself that all possibility is already contained in that realm of the absolute. That power, that one that creates everything out of itself by becoming the thing. All potential is there. And instead of working on your problem and manipulating the world, work on your own mind and what it is that you're thinking. Work on your thinking and work on your perspective and work on changing your beliefs. And know that the good that you desire is already so and will already be. And as a result of doing that, you will be just like that ant moving that rubber tree plant with confidence and with ease and with peace. And so blessings to you this week as you get your own fears and doubts out of the way and open yourself to the infinite possibility of this universe that is just waiting to express itself through your open and positive mind. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in a prayer, an affirmative prayer, as we move into that place within us, actually, that already knows. The place within us that is none other than the presence of the divine here in form as each one of us. And so I recognize not just is that presence right here, closer than our very breathing, Not only is it the essence of our own beingness, but it's also the very fabric of our lives. It is actually the only power that there is, the only presence that there is, the only thing that there is. For everywhere I look, all that I see is the divine here in form. And when I look beyond, behind, above that, what I can see is the absolute presence of the divine that is yet to come into form. And it is a realm of absolute creativity. It is a realm of infinite potentiality. It is a realm of good and a realm of love and harmony and order and abundance. A realm of wholeness and of perfection. And so I put my mind and my attention on that, recognizing that as I recognize it is right here with me, and that that same infinite presence is right here within me at the very core of my being, that I open myself to something greater. And so that is what each of us does right here today. We look to that presence, and as we do, we open ourselves to its inflow. We open ourselves to its influx of good. And as we do so, solutions reveal themselves. Problems dissipate into the nothingness from whence they have come. Because there is nothing to support and keep alive disharmony or disorder. For God is the only power that there is. And as soon as we take our attention off of it, it is deflated. And it becomes less and less until it disappears. And so we keep our attention on high to that power and that presence, and it unfolds itself as the blessing that we have been seeking in our own individual lives and the blessing that we have been seeking for this world. And so I see peace and harmony. I see unity and oneness. I see creative solutions and ideas. And all of it has always been here. And so today, in our recognition of it, we create an opening for it to come into the world. And how good it is to know this. How good it is to know this divine presence. To feel it and to sense it. And to be in it. And so I release this prayer into the creative activity, the creative law of this universe, knowing that as we do so and as I say yes, that it's coming into form even now. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. Invitations for you as a way to participate in this spiritual family. One is we are going to be having an outdoor service on August 23rd. So watch for your email that's coming that will give you a location. We're talking about having a service in a park where we'll have a regular full service with a talk and practitioner and music, and you bring a chair and wear a mask and we'll get to be together. Also, we have started a Thursday morning get-together at Hartwell Park. If you would like to meet us for that, it's coffee and donuts. You bring your coffee. We will provide the donuts. Again, bring a chair and a mask, and we will social distance. We've done it twice. We've had such a great time, everybody getting to visit each other and be together. We've missed each other so much. If you would like to come to that, please email me at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, or you can text me if you have my number, but let me know, because we're actually limiting it to 10 people each week. Also, we are doing a Thursday evening Zoom call, and that is limitless, however many people want to show up, where we are doing spiritual practice together. It's usually some sort of a meditation and having time to get together in small groups and share with each other by answering some questions about what's going on in our lives and all sorts of stuff. But it's just a great time where people get to support each other and be in that heart space of love and support with each other, which is so much part of what is so wonderful about spiritual community. I would like to thank you for your continuing support of Living Beyond Limits. It is allowing us to stay afloat so that we can pay rent when we move back into space together and be together. It has enabled us to continue to pay our sound technician and our child care provider so that we can support them. We want to share our abundance with them. We actually were able to send checks this month to our musicians that we had booked with us, a stipend, just to tell them how important they are to us and that we wanted to share our abundance with them. We are still doing Ministry of Prayer, so if you have a prayer request, you can send it to Barbara Conant. Text her, email her, call her, or you can send it to me at livingbeyondlimits@csl.gmail, and I will get that to Barbara. We have prayer shawls. If you or someone you know would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, we invite you to ask for a prayer shawl. It will be prayed over, and you can come pick it up at Barbara's, or she can deliver it to you. But we're happy to do that. We have lots of prayer shawls. We would like you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Living Beyond Limits on YouTube, and that will give you a one click to watching the talks. And we are also, the last Sunday of the month, we are going to be having a question and answers in the Science of Mind. Again, Reverend Tracy and I are going to do that. So please email me or text me questions that you have about this philosophy, how you apply it, what things mean, how it works, whatever questions that you have, anything that you might not be clear about or that you would like more understanding about, and we will have an opportunity to answer those questions. And so until next week, have a fabulous week, and I will see you back here next week and hope to see you at the park. Love to you.